This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster, my podcast.
And this is Cthonid.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Yeah, I forgot about this one. It's real weird. So dumb. The Bedazzled Cthulhu.
Yep.
Like Cthulhu for girls.
Yeah.
The maker Girl Tech, a division of Boy Tech.
Just kind of like, well, like, what if Cthulhu like stumbled through eclairs?
Yeah, it is Forever 21 Cthulhu.
Yeah.
This is Cthulhu getting her for getting his first ear pierced. You know, and it's like you know, what are the candy tales? Tim and Eric like candy tales.
Yeah.
You know? It's literally that. It's the same shape as Cthulhu.
Mm-hmm.
But whereas the former is a black pit, the latter is shown at the light of stars. For this great creature is bejeweled and glittering as though dusted with diamonds.
Look closer, Lenny.
Cthonid is solid gold.
Oh, you're the largest man alive, and you're covered in solid gold.
That's right. Certain legends of the Cthulhu mythos suggest that Cthonid and Cthulhu are twins or brothers. Those seem like the worst legends of the Cthulhu mythos. Like, there are certain legends that we don't listen to anymore. You know, the ones that said, what if there was a big diamond Cthulhu?
Big Diamond Cthulhu is an amazing forums name.
Yeah. What up? It was like cool rap. Or like Little Diamond Cthulhu is good too. Cthonid, the eminence.
Jesus Christ.
And it's from Brian Lumley in a book or a story called The Clock of Dreams, which sounds awesome.
It does, but that's...
But then you find out it's Diamond Cthulhu.
Yeah. He's not worshipped. I think that, I mean, if given a choice, I'd probably worship the diamond one. Maybe one of those is going to fall off. Take that, pay off the boat loan, maybe.
Yeah, like kind of Innsmouth thing, except instead of like Innsmouth gold, it's diamonds that have shorn off the wings of Cthonid.
Yep.
You know, Cthonid knows any spells he wishes.
Cool.
Like this is very much like YA Cthulhu. Very funny to me. Really, really good. He can shoot a beam at you.
Cool.
He can shoot a light at you, much like a sparkly diamond can.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah. It ignores all armor or damage resistance. I'm kind of angry at Cthonid, Gary. It seems like Cthonid never had to work a day in his life.
No. Yeah. Cthonid is definitely the 1%.
Cthonid always got whatever he wanted is the thing. He never knew hardship.
Yeah. Cthonid's got like an Elon Musk kind of vibe.
And complete with the emeralds, man.
Elon Musk.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.